Locker room chats continue. Week 7 of the high school football season. An opportunity to chat with Frankfort head football coach. That's Nick Anderson. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. His Wildcats getting a big win last week over Hanover, 48-8. First win for Frankfort in that series since 2011. Coach, I know it was a very big win, an emotional win after obviously taking your first loss of the year against Axtell. Just how impressed were you with the performance and the quick turnaround against a good Hanover team?
I thought they did a pretty good job all week of, you know, not spending too much time worrying about the past, you know, our last performance, like you said, against Axtell, and even, you know, the history of our series with Hanover in the past as well. I thought we did a good job of focusing on our next opportunity that was in front of us. And, you know, I thought we flew around defensively better than maybe we have in a while and played with some physicality. So those are very good signs after coming off such a tough loss.
You led 12-8 after the first quarter, but would outscore Hanover 36-0 the rest of the way. And I want to talk about your freshman quarterback, Ty Smith. You know, he was thrown into the fire in the game against Axtell, and then he makes the start this past week against Hanover. Over 220 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. He just looked like a completely different quarterback. Talk about his preparation and what you saw from him and that really good performance from him.
Yeah, like you said, he wasn't given a very good opportunity at Axtell based on the circumstances. And you know, he will tell you he didn't play very well. And with a week of getting all the reps with the ones and those types of things, you could see how much he grew throughout the course of the week. And that was obvious Friday night. But, you know, give credit to the other guys as well. I thought we had some other guys, you know, especially some guys up front that kind of maybe elevated their play and helped him out quite a bit.
And then how about the defense as well? Forcing multiple turnovers and holding Hanover to under 100 yards had to be a pretty good feeling with those numbers.
Yeah, you know, obviously they were limited on some of the things they could do. But like I mentioned earlier, I thought we played faster than maybe we have. We played with more confidence and we were concerned about making plays rather than maybe giving up plays. And so I thought we played with more of an edge and a little bit more swag than normal.
It's going to be a challenging contest for Frankfort on Friday nights as they play Thunder Ridge, a team that is one of the best in 8-man D2. We'll talk about that matchup coming up next. Continuing to chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, obviously, again, you get the big win last week, get back on track, you're 5-1 overall. Now you get the Longhorns of Thunder Ridge. This is a team that's undefeated, top 2-3, depending on what publication you look at across the state. They're coming off a big win over a ranked Osborne team last week, 44-34. What challenges do they present this week?
You know, obviously, you know, despite not having very many seniors, they're an experienced group. A vast majority of their kids were starters last year, and you know, they play with a very physical style. They're a downhill type of team, and they got good size. And like I said, their backs are as physical as any backs we'll see all year. So you throw that in with almost a 3-hour bus ride. We definitely have a challenge in front of us. But, you know, like I said earlier, our kids are ready for the next opportunity and are excited for the challenge in front of them.
What are going to be a few keys, and what are the expectations for this game against Thunder Ridge?
I feel like I'm a broken record, but we still make too many mistakes and, you know, easy mental mistakes that can be avoided, whether it's putting the ball on the ground or a penalty here or there or just being in the wrong gap here defensively. But those are things that we have to clean up and can't do against such good opponents like Thunder Ridge.
Nick Anderson, head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, his team 5-1 after a win last week against Hanover. Now they make the long trip to Thunder Ridge. The Longhorns are 6-0, so one of the more marquee matchups in 8-man D2 coming up here in Week 7. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck this week.
Thank you.